Hello, today is November 26th, 2014. I'm Ashley A. Knapp of AshleyAKnapp.com. I'm a writer and artist, and I am so nervous right now. So, I don't know if anyone heard it last night, because it was only up for about 12 hours. But I made an audio boo yesterday, where I discussed how long it's taken me to write and finish a book. And I don't just mean the first draft, I mean like the entire process all the way through. And some of the obstacles I faced with that, and one of the main things that I discussed was emotional and mental obstacles that I faced with that. And it was weird because this story was actually in the end a positive story about me getting healthier and better and making progress, albeit slow progress. And after I posted it, because I admitted to this weakness when I was younger, the weakness being depression and that sort of thing, I felt very anxious about it the rest of the day. And I went to sleep, and I woke up this morning and still felt anxious about it, so I deleted it. And it's hardly the most inappropriate thing I've said on these podcasts. Like, it definitely isn't. And it was about something in the past. But I felt really anxious and upset about it. And then later on today, a YouTuber I admire, Corey X. Kenshin, he uploaded a video showing his own emotional honesty and that he was struggling with self-esteem, support, belief in himself. And he didn't indicate that his problems, emotional problems, were as bad as mine, but he still indicated that he was suffering, which I'd kind of gotten the feeling from his last couple of videos that was true. And when he talked to the audience about his suffering, I didn't feel embarrassed for him or mocking or judgmental. When he talked to the audience, all I wanted to do was support him, and all I felt was empathy. And for some reason, I didn't think people would have that reaction to my log, so I deleted it. And I began to wonder, okay, so if being upset isn't taboo, and being emotional isn't taboo, I think Jersey Droz often refers to it as crying in public. Well, it's taboo to him, but for a lot of people, that stuff's not taboo. But and really, not much is in our society. Like, it's really hard to embarrass a modern person because sex isn't taboo. If you've seen Super Bowl ads, you know that. Violence isn't taboo. CSI and other stuff like that take up primetime slots like crazy, you know. Drug use and trafficking and rape are popular in headliner shows like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. And these are things people throw parties for, and they just adore it, and they love the content of the show, and they discuss it openly without blushing. You know, doing 8 hours of makeup, acting out, filming, shooting, editing, and producers making a profit from these topics isn't taboo. We splash them across magazine covers all over the world. And I'm not saying that they should be taboo, but why is it that people are comfortable with that and okay with that and understand that, and that is normal, and I'm uncomfortable admitting that I had a serious problem in high school that prevented me from being effective as a creative person, even though that was my ultimate ambition and want? Like, why am I blushing and uncomfortable about that when these other things aren't taboo at all, and they're actually, like, publicly celebrated in fandom sort ways? And I realized probably it was the first person part of it that makes it taboo. Like, I wasn't telling a story about somebody suffering. You know, I was saying I was suffering from this condition, I had problems. And I think what I was experiencing, the part of me that was causing the anxiety, was that discussion comes into clear conflict with the constant idea of marketing yourself and selling yourself. As a creative or an entrepreneur, or even just as an individual, like, you don't even have to be any of those things, but if you have a Facebook and a Twitter, We are constantly marketing ourselves and trying to upsell ourselves and making ourselves pristine and ready for any opportunity that may come along. And I'm not saying that's bad, I'm not criticizing it, but I'm saying that that idea is probably why it felt so uncomfortable to have that up there, out in the open, even though it's not really outrageous or inappropriate or obscene. It's just an honest thing that really impacted why I'm so old and I still haven't achieved as much as I could have if I hadn't been laboring with that condition, and still sometimes am. I can't afford a therapist and I'm not getting insurance until this year, you know? It's all well and good to go tell people to get help, but like in college, when I attempted to do that, there were no avenues for that, really. You got 4 sessions and maybe group therapy, and that was it. If you needed meds, they weren't going to pay for it. If you needed anything else, you were on your own. And I went back to college in 2007, 8, 9, and 10. Now, I'm not sure how it is. We're getting the company insurance this year. We decided not to get the public insurance last year because my husband wasn't eligible for it. But this year we're both getting insurance. But I don't know what it's like for the youth of today. Maybe today's college kids can get insurance and get some form of help that wasn't available to me, no matter how many meetings I went to, forms I filled out, and help I asked for. I don't know. So that's part of it, I guess, is that admitting it comes in a conflict of marketing yourself, and admitting it doesn't really help if you can't get help for it. And then there's the other part. Is it really that, or is it common courtesy? Mores instead of morals. Not really interest in your own self-interest or in gathering more resources, but as an altruistic gesture that you keep that stuff to yourself and you don't advertise it outside of fiction. You know, it's a common courtesy. You preserve those sort of private things for friends and family, and you don't burden strangers with that information about you. So I looked up mental illness and taboos on Google real quick, and I read a couple articles. And then I read one from United Kingdom a couple years ago that said that people that are mentally ill were more discriminated against than people that were homosexuals. I guess that would make sense, you know, and people that were physically handicapped, and when it comes to relationships and careers. And I looked at an article from the Times from this October, and I'm a little bit skeptical of these facts where the report itself gathers the statistics, but it said that like 9 in 10 people said that they face stigma and discrimination because they have mental health problems. And they say it's worse than the illness itself. You know, so if you do find out you have it, you lock up and you keep it secret. I don't know if I've suffered that stigma, but I've always been surrounded by very open-minded people. And it might be because I've never tried to get into that super successful white-collar arena that I've never suffered that judgment and stigmatization. To me, it seems like the more, and this might not be true, this might be wrong, but it's very hard to be judgmental when you're at the bottom, and that leads to a certain level of open-mindedness. And I also wasn't really vocal about it when I was younger, because I thought if I got labeled as having depression as an existing condition, then it would hurt my ability to get insurance as an adult when I had a career, which again is not quite as much of an issue right now. So, mostly I just ended up talking about the boo that you can no longer listen to because I deleted it. And this wasn't really an art journal one. I'll probably do another one after this for an art journal. But I just wanted to talk about that because I spent some time looking it up and thinking about it. And I found some really interesting stuff. So, sorry if this is a bummer. I don't think I'm going to label this with art sound off. And I might do an art sound off one in a couple minutes. Alright, bye.